God. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. First thing is, where's that little book? No, just give me the book. See this? Everybody should have one of these.
大家应该人手一本这个小书。
This is the Bhagavad Gita, only the slokas. It's all the slokas. So you can keep it with you all the time and easily read Bhagavad Gita anytime.
这个书呢只有十节，我们可以随身携带，任何时候一有空就可以拿出来读。
So I think everybody should have one.
想大家应该都有一本这个书。
I don't know who's selling them.
Devotees in Beijing.
Which devotee?
A Prabhu named Chaitanya Priya Prabhu. He has been printing such books.
Okay, when I get there, I'll get a bunch of them.
Okay.
Send them out. Because it's very important to read Bhagavad Gita as much as possible. Bhagavad Gita is the beginning, middle, and the end. It's the highest Krishna. It's Krishna, so everything is there.
薄伽梵歌就是 Krishna, 一切都在薄伽梵歌之中。
Sometimes we think, oh, that's just for beginners, but it is for beginner, but it's for everybody.
有时候我们会觉得薄伽梵歌只是初学者读的书，其实每一个人都应该去阅读薄伽梵歌。
And it's reading one chapter a day is very good.
最好是每一天能够读一章。
We hope to practice that. Everybody should do that.
每一个奉献者每天都应该做这样的练习，每天读一个章节。
If you have a lot of time, you can read all the purports and everything, but even if you just read the Chinese or you just read the Sanskrit, you get so much benefit by doing it every day.
如果你时间足够的话，可以把要旨也读一下。如果实在没有时间，可以只是读一下诗节，只是读梵文或者只读中文，都是很有益的。
You'll memorize the chapter that you read, or you.
如果能够反复读一个章节的话，过不了多长时间就能够把它背下来。
If you start with one and go through each one, in 3 weeks you read the whole Gita.
如果坚持每天能够读一个章节的话，那么三周左右我们就可以把薄伽梵歌读一遍。
If you have more time, you read some purports. At least read the verses.
至少每天读一个章节，只读诗节。如果有时间的话，可以再把要旨也读一下。
And if you don't have time even to read the chapter, which would take 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
如果你的时间不够，那么可以找一个短一点的章节。可能读一个章节只花10到15分钟时间。
Read one verse.
实在没有时间，哪怕每天就读一个诗节也是有用的。
If you say I'm too busy, I don't have time for that.
如果你说我太忙了，我真的没有时间读书。
Some people will say that.
的确会有人这么说。如果真是这样的话，那每天就读一个诗节，只要
真的。Read half a verse.
真的不行，连一个世界都读不了，读半个世界也行。
Even one-fourth of the verse.
四分之一世界也行。
But at least open the book. You know.
至少你每天都要打开书一遍。
And probably if you open the book, you'll read more. But
很可能我们一打开书就想再读
下去。You have to make that effort to open the book.
至少我们应该努力每天至少打开书一遍。
So the small one is, you know, very easy to have with you all the time.
而这个小书呢，它便于携带，我们就是尽量的。
Pocket, or all the ladies have a big bag.
我们每个mothers 她都会习惯背个包，所以每天我们可以把它随身携带，一有时间就应该拿出来读。
All right, so we read chapter 9.
我们刚才读了薄伽梵歌的第9章。
Important chapter.
这是非常重要的一个章节。
Verse 3 is very interesting.
第三世界非常的有趣。
Krishna, it doesn't seem like why he says this, but all of a sudden he just says, if you don't have faith, you can never reach him.
Krishna 说，如果你没有信心的话，你将永远无法到达我。
But he's saying mostly that you can guaranteed come to him. All you have to do is chant his name.
那从这个世界我们就可以看到，如果你坚持不断的去念诵的话，你保证能够到达 Krishna。
But if we don't have faith, if we're just like a flower with no smell, then we won't get the same result.
如果我们没有信心的话，就像一个花儿，花儿没有芳香，这样的话，我们就无法到达 Krishna 那里。
If we associate with devotees, then we'll develop faith. If we practice, we'll get.
不断的与与奉献者联谊，我们就能够培养越来越多的信心。
If we practice what Krishna teaches, what the Guru tells us, we'll see how it works, and then we'll get more faith.
我们如果按 Krishna 所说的，按 Guru 所教导的去做，我们就会看到我们这样修习的效果。这样的话，我们就越来越有信心。
So the last verse is a nice one.
Last verse.
Last in this chapter.
第九章的最后一个世界也非常不错。
The same thing is also in chapter 18.
同样的一个世界，十八章也有一个世界，说了同样的意思。
Manmana, think of me.
总是想着我。
And Baba Madhvakto, become my devotee.
成为我的奉献者。
Notice he says me, my, it's Krishna, person.
Krishna 不停在说我，我，所以说他是一个人。
And Madhyaji, worship me.
崇拜我。
Mam Namaskaru, bow down, offer obeisance.
向我顶拜。
Then you'll surely come to me.
你就一定会到达我这里。
The Prabhupada stressed that also. Just do these four things.
是的，帕帕也经常强调，就只是做这四件事情，成为我的奉献者，向我顶拜，崇拜我。
But if we want to think of Krishna, we have to know something about Krishna.
我们要做到第一点，就是用心想着 Krishna, 总是想着 Krishna, 那么我们首先应该了解一些 Krishna.
If we're chanting, of course, we have to think of Krishna, because the name Krishna is Krishna.
我们唱诵的时候会自然而然地想着 Krishna, 因为 Krishna 的圣名就是 Krishna.
And if we're reading about Krishna, that's why we have the Krishna book, we can so much about Krishna there.
我们如果读有关 Krishna 的书籍，比如说 Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书，我们就会了解 Krishna 的更多的事情。
You know all about him, his whole life.
Krishna 快乐的源泉讲述了 Krishna 所有的活动
how he looks
他的长相
how the devotees are
他的奉献者是怎样的
then we have Bhagavad Gita that's Krishna's own words
我们也可以读到薄伽梵歌你薄伽梵歌就是 Krishna 亲自说的话
so we can think of Krishna
我们可以通过这样的阅读来了解 Krishna 冥想 Krishna
if we're offering food then while we're cooking we're thinking of Krishna
我们在做饭的时候，也应该想着 Krishna， 应该是这样。
Krishna's gonna eat this.
不应该去品尝，不应该去品尝了，觉得挺好的。
Just like a mother cooking for her child, she's thinking of her child.
就像一个母亲给孩子做饭的时候，她会冥想着这个孩子。
The wife cooking for the husband.
妻子为丈夫做饭的时候，她也是怀着爱。
Hopefully she's trying to cook what the husband likes.
当然她也总是会做她像丈夫喜欢的食物。
Nowadays, of course, many people only eat in restaurants, so they don't get that loving exchange.
因为现代社会中我们很多时候都是在饭馆里面吃饭，所以我们已经失去了这种爱的交流。
The cook in the restaurant, he don't care about the people there. He just cares about getting money.
那么我们在餐馆里面吃饭，这些厨师们，他们只是想着要挣钱，他们从来都不会怀着爱去做饭。
Maybe some they're happy to see people say, "Oh, he's such a great cook," but it's not love.
有时候我们看到有些厨师他技艺不错，他的手艺不错，可是他却没有爱。
What to speak of all this food that's just made in the factory?
那在那些工厂里面生产出来的食物就更不用说了。
Made by machine.
那是机器做的。
Put in a package and.
然后装在包装袋里面。
Or McDonald's.
就像麦当劳。
All made in a big factory.
这些都是在大工厂做的。
Then they freeze it.
然后把它冻起来。
Then they send it all over the country.
然后再送到各个国家去。
Then they just make it hot. No love.
再加热，然后再销售出去，这根本没有爱。
When the workers, they talk, I look at those stupid people eating this garbage. You
know,
they must be really stupid to eat
this.
Because they know what it is.
给你卖食物，但是背地里他却说这群蠢货。
So when we cook for Krishna, it should be with love. We want to make it nice for Krishna. Then the devotees will be very happy also.
因此我们在给 Krishna 做饭的时候应该怀着爱心，这样的话 Krishna 会被取悦，奉献者也会被取悦。
And when the devotees are happy, Krishna is happy.
奉献者被取悦了， Krishna 也会被取悦的。
So this chapter also has that patram pushpam palam toyam. Offer Krishna with a leaf, a flower, water.
Krishna 在这个章节的二十六世界也说了，怀着爱心供奉我一朵花，一片水果，一片叶，我都接受。
He doesn't say offer fish or chicken.
他没有说供奉给我大鱼大肉。
And he said, but he says with love, bhakti.
他强
调。You only bhakta prayasati.
要带着 bhakti， 要带着奉爱之心。
Otherwise, you can have the nicest things.But if there's no love, if the person is not a devotee, then Krishna is not interested.
那否则的话，即使你供奉了大餐，但是你不是奉献者，没有奉爱之心， Krishna 也不会接受的。
Just before the Kurukshetra war, Krishna went to Hastinapur.
在 Kurukshetra 战争之前， Krishna went to where?
Hastinapur.
Hastinapur.
The place of the capital.At that time, it was where Duryodhana was living.
Duryodhana.
So Duryodhana thought, you know, Krishna's, he knew something, so he was asking Krishna, please come and eat at my house. And he was the king, so you can imagine what wonderful food he could have.
Duryodhana, 他是一个国王，所以我们能想象他能够提供的食物是多么的丰富。
Krishna said, "No, I'm not going to eat at your house because you don't like Arjuna, and Arjuna is my friend."
Krishna 说我不会去的，因为你跟Arjuna 不一样 ，Arjuna 是我的朋友。
Duryodhana was very angry.
Duryodhana 非常的愤怒。
Another reason he got more and more angry.
这是他愤怒的另外一个原因。
So Krishna went to Vidura's house.
Krishna 去了 Vidura 的房子。
And Vidura was a great devotee.
Vidura 他是一个伟大的奉献者。
And he didn't expect Krishna to come, so he didn't have anything ready.
他根本没有想到 Krishna 会来，所以他什么也没有准备。
So he got some bananas. His wife brought some bananas.
他只有一些香蕉，所以他自己拿出来一些香蕉。
And he was crying and crying in ecstasy to see Krishna at his house.
看到 Krishna 来到他的房间，他就在因为狂喜而大哭不止。
In ecstasy, sometimes people get confused.
有时候因为狂喜，人们会感到迷惑。
So he was peeling the banana, but he was giving the peeling to Krishna.
他当时在就是给 Krishna 剥香蕉皮儿，但是因为他在狂喜中感非常迷惑，他就把香蕉皮儿给 Krishna 了。
Krishna ate it.
Krishna 连香蕉皮儿都吃了。
Because it was offered with love.
因为他是带着爱给 Krishna 的。
But Duryodhana with the most wonderful feast of everything, without any love, he didn't want it.
Duryodhana 他供奉了最奢华的大餐，但是因为没有奉爱之心，所以 Krishna 也没有接受。
So it's very hard to see if someone loves Krishna, but Krishna knows. We don't know.
我们很难去看出来到底谁有奉爱之心，但是 Krishna 能看出来， Krishna 是知道的。
But we pray to Krishna, please eat it.
不管怎么样，我们要去向 Krishna 祈祷，请接受我的供奉。
When Prabhupada first put the deities in Los Angeles, those were the first deities. Radha and Krishna.
是了，帕帕第一次在洛杉矶树立神 Radha Krishna 的神像。
He was saying, now it's Krishna.So you should pray, Krishna, I'm no good. I'm no good at all, but please, I'm trying. Please accept this offering.
他就教奉释迦牟尼佛就教奉献者说 ，Krishna 就在这儿了。我们应该说我还不够好，我做的不够好，但是请你接受我的供奉。
That's what Krishna likes, humility.
Krishna 就是喜欢这样的谦卑的奉献者。
Please, Krishna, accept my service.
Krishna,
accept my chanting.
请接受我的供奉，请接受我。
Food, flowers, whatever it is.
请接受我供奉的一切，接受我供奉的花。
We know we can't get very nice flowers in Kali Yuga, but still Krishna will accept.
我们知道在卡利年代要要得到完美的花，要非常好看，而且有黄金的花比较容比较困难，但是只要我们努力了，有奉爱之心， Krishna 还是会接受的。
Maybe you can grow your own flowers and you can make nice smelling ones.
可能我们自己种花的话会好一点，有花。
We want to do that. We want to even not only cook everything ourselves, but also grow it, everything. That's the best.
那最理想的状态是我们不仅是亲手去做饭，而且是这些材料也是我们自己种植的，这是最理想的状态。
Everything done by devotee.
我们希望这个每一个环节都是由奉献者完成的。
But we do the best we can to get some nice things, and the people that sell it, the people, the farmers, everybody gets some benefit when you offer to Krishna.
如果实在做不到，我们还是应该去竭尽全力。这样的话，我们购买了比如说一个农夫他种的这个菜，我们买了他的菜，他也会受益的。
So.Bhagavad Gita, this has, and Krishna says in Abhinaya, he says, yet Karoshi, whatever you do, whatever you offer, everything, offer it, give, do it to me, for me. Offer it to Krishna.
Krishna 也在薄伽梵歌中说了，无论你做什么，供奉什么，都供奉给我。
Yes, a few days ago was the disappearance day of Jayadeva Goswami.
几天前呢是Jayadeva Goswami 的隐居日。
So he had a daughter. Not he didn't. One king had a daughter.
有一国王，他有一个女儿。
And the king took his daughter when she was time to get married, took to the Jagannath temple.
这国王的女儿到了婚嫁的年龄的时候，国王就把她带到 Jagannath 庙宇。
He said, "Here, my lord, I offer my daughter to you."
这个国王就给国王就祈祷了神像说。亲爱的主啊，我想把我的女儿供奉给你。
Devotees offer whatever we do. Actually, if we get new clothes or anything, we should offer to Krishna before we use it.
奉献者有这样的习惯，就是我们无论得到什么，
not just eating.
我们自己在用之前都会先供奉给神像，供奉给 Krishna.
So the Lord Jagannath told him, "There's one nice Brahmin, Jayadeva, and you should give your daughter to him to be married to him."
这个Jagannath就对这个国王说，有一个伟大的奉献者，他叫 Jayadeva， 他是一个非常伟大的奉献者，非常好的人，你可以把你的女儿嫁给他。
So Jayadeva was very renowned. He never thought about getting married.
Jayadeva 非常的气绝，他从来没有想过结婚的事儿。
And this king came and said, "Here's my daughter to be your wife."
这个国王就把他女儿带给他说，这是我的女儿，我想把她嫁给你。
So he said, "No, I don't want to get married. I don't have any intention. I never thought of it."
这个 Jayadeva 就说，不，我从来没有想过结婚。
So the king said, Lord Jagannath said, and he just left the daughter.
国王就跟这个 Jayadeva 说，因为主 Jagannath 说了，说让我把我的女儿嫁给你的。
So he took Lord Jagannath's order and he married.
那么加耶德拉就听取了主加格纳特的训示，就娶了他这国王的女儿。
So offer everything to Krishna.
所以说我们应该把我们拥有的一切都供奉给 Krishna.
It only gets better when we offer to Krishna. That's whatever we have.
无论我们有什么，我们供奉给 Krishna， 我们只会变得越来越好。
That means we use it, whatever we have, we use it for Krishna.
也就是说，我们无论有什么，我们都可以用来去服务 Krishna。
Not that we just say blah blah blah, we use it.
不仅仅是说念念祷文，祈祷一下，我们应该用一切，利用一切来服务 Krishna。
If we have intelligence, we study Bhagavad Gita.
我们有智慧的话，我们有智性，就应该用智慧来学习薄伽梵歌。
If you're a good singer, you sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
如果你擅长唱歌的话，应该唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. And whatever it is, if you have money, you print some books, you build a temple.
如果你有足够的钱的话，可以去印书，可以去建庙宇。无论你有什么，都应该用来服务 Krishna.
Whatever you have, you offer to Krishna.
无论有什么，都应该供奉给 Krishna， 都应该。把它用来去服务。
a good cook, many good cooks here, especially in Herga, really good cook.
有很多人很擅长做饭，尤其是在我们鹤岗，有很多、
yes.
很多奉献者很擅长做饭。
At least I thought for me the best.
至少我认为呢，这一路走来，鹤岗的奉献者做的饭是最好吃的。
Yeah. Be sure you offer all that to Krishna.
所以我们要尽量把就最好是把这些我们的做饭这个技艺用来服 Krishna.
So.This is Bhagavad Gita. It's very simple, not complicated.
佛家颂歌并不复杂，其实它很简单。
But we have to do it.
但是我们还是应该去学习。
But the false ego will say, well, no, I don't know if I should do that. What about, I know I should keep this for myself. I have to keep something for myself.
但是有些人会觉得
afraid to give everything to Krishna.
很多人很害怕去给别人什么东西，很害怕去供奉，因为佛家梵歌老是在教导我们要去给，但是很多人很怕害怕这样。
But the more we give, the more we understand. Yeah, then we finally want to just give everything, not just give a flower, not just give some fruit, but give ourselves.
可是呢，我们越是去学习，越是去给予，我们越想给予，我们越是给予，越想给予的更多。
Mind, body, words, everything for Krishna.
我们不给不仅仅会只是给一朵花。
Just take it, Krishna.
我们会把我们的身体、我们的心意、我们的言语、我们的一切都供奉出来，都付出。
I've wasted so many lifetimes. Now, please, engage me in your service, Hare Krishna.
主持人他念，他就祈祷说希望我生生世世都能够从事奉献服务。
Okay, any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？
刚才您讲到，Krishna 他对 Duryodhan 的邀请，并没有去，但是他去了维多拉，因为维多拉有厚爱之情。那么我们奉献者在做服务的时候，有的时候我们每个奉献者都觉得自己最有这种爱心去服务灵性导师或者服务这些高级的奉献者。那么我们如何让自己是真的有这种厚爱之心，能够看到其他人有这样的厚爱之心，我们能把这种机会给其他人去服务呢？
Maharaj, you just said that Krishna declined Duryodhana's invitation because he does not have bhakti. But in our devotional service, most of the time we think that I have the most bhakti. But actually, it is not the case. How can we know that we really have the bhakti?
When you give everything to Krishna.
当你真的把一切都供奉给 Krishna， 让你一切都给出来，那么这就是 bhakti。
Of course, the devotee is humble, so you'll always think I don't have.
因为一个真正的奉献者，他的一个标志就是他是谦卑的，所以一个真正的奉献者他会觉得我没有奉献。
The most advanced devotee thinks he's not a devotee even.
那些最精进的奉献者反倒认为我不算是一个奉献者。
And the most neophyte thinks I'm the best devotee. I'm the only devotee.
那些新人呢？
Everyone else is imitation.
初级的奉献者，初级的奉献者认为我才是唯一的奉献者，我才是最好的奉献者。
It's a kanishta that you described in the Bhagavatam.
圣典波迦瓦坛也提到了。
I won't go to the temple because those devotees they go to the temple they're just imitation, they're just living there, they're just making a show. No one is like me.
圣殿波迦瓦坛就描述了这样的奉献者，这样的奉献者，嗯，他总觉得自己是最好的奉献者。他说：“我才不去庙宇呢，那些在庙里住的人，他们只是在表演，他们都是假的，没有人像我这么真诚。”
But the most advanced devotees at Uttama Adhikari, he thinks everyone is a devotee except me.
Uttama Adhikari, 像这样的最亲近的奉献者，他反倒觉得所有的奉献者都很真诚，他们都是真正的奉献者，你只有我不是。
So he'll be always chanting all the time and always trying to serve and be with devotees.
所以他就不停地去唱诵，不停地去服务，就是为了成为一个真正的奉献者。
Okay.
Hare Krishna, 我现在有问题，我请问马哈扎里，那个 Krishna 给阿尔朱娜讲波迦梵歌的时候，那个阿尔朱娜是不怀嫉妒心，是 Krishna 的朋友。那我们接受那个真正这个波迦梵歌知识的时候，我们是怀着有嫉妒心，也不相信 Krishna， 但我们能得到这种真正的知识吗？
Maharaj, Krishna said in the first verse of chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita that because you do not envy me, so I tell you the most confidential knowledge. But when we accept instructions of Bhagavad Gita, we have envy and we don't have enough faith. Can we get the benefit if we accept?
Yeah, we get according to how much we have faith.
我们也能够得到益处，但是呢，得到的益处的多少就取决于你的信心的多少。
We don't have, you know, I mean, anybody who read the Bhagavad Gita and sit down with devotees, the envy is not so much. When Krishna's talking, you know, he says you're not envious. Like Duryodhana is envious. He hates Krishna. Hated Yudhisthira. Envious.
Krishna 强调了说不怀妒忌，但 Duryodhana 他非常妒忌 Krishna。
You know, friendly, you're trying to be, so he says you're not envious and you're my friend. You're not trying to become Krishna.
我们的心态不应该想说我要成为 Krishna。
So Krishna knows. So we get benefit, but as much as we have faith,We get more benefit.
Krishna 了解我们信心的多少，所以说我们的信心越多，得到的益处就越多。
There's no limit.
我们的信心可以无限制的。
Never comes to okay, now it's full.
可以无限制的增长，你从来不能说好了，我的信心已经够了，不用再增加了。
Spiritual advancement never ends.
灵性的进步是无止境的。
Always increasing.
可以不断地去增加。
Hare Krishna。
有人问你那个黑风仙者做的饭你能供奉吗？ Krishna 会接受。
Can we offer the food made by non-devotees to Krishna?
Generally, no.
一般来说是不行的。
But sometimes.We have to.
像有时候实在没有办法的话，我们也只好供奉了。
Sometimes the devotee say he has business, he's traveling all the time.
因为有时候奉献者特别忙，他一直得在旅途。
He has to eat in a restaurant or something.
我们也不得不在饭店里面吃饭。
So sometimes we can do.
有时候是可以的。
We don't want to make it a habit.
但不应该养成习惯。
Right. And you can't trust these karmis that they put so much stuff in whatever they make.
Karmis 做的饭我们是靠不住的，因为他们会放很多乱七八糟的东西。
It's shocking. Sometimes it comes on the internet, something that everybody thinks is okay, but then they put something in it. Something comes from an animal. Something comes from or some horrible chemicals.You know, the color they make comes from some insect.
我们看看新闻就知道，经常会有一些在食物里面发现的出现什么药剂或者什么虫子，经常我们都会吓一跳的。
But also the consciousness.
除此之外呢，除了说他们有这种习惯，经常会放很多乱七八糟的东西，还更重要的一点是他们的意识。
But sometimes, you know, we have to. Sometimes the devotee has, you know, they need to eat. They have to for business. Sometimes devotees have to go for dinner with other business people in a hotel or something.
就是有时候因为工作上的原因，奉献者也得去应酬，所以他们不得不去吃卡米做的饭。
Well, they can say Krishna, I'm sorry, but please, Krishna.
那这个时候呢，我们就应该来简单的供奉一下，说 Krishna, 对不起，这个情况下我只能这样，所以请你接受。
But simple food, you know, you have a house, it's not very difficult to prepare simple food.
正常的情况下呢，我们如果在家里生活的话，我们可以准备简单一点，这并没有太大的困难，准备简单一点，然后自己去供奉。
And I think we're still carrying the stuff they gave us in Beijing, right?
Yeah. 我们在北京、走的时候带了一些不杀，咱们现在还有，带了一路。
Because everybody keeps giving them.
也每走一个地方，奉献者都会给我们添新的东西。
Okay, any other questions?
大家还有其他问题吗？
Here it's colder outside. In Beijing, it's not so cold outside, but inside is much colder.
在北京的话，外面不是很冷，但屋子里面冷。但这儿屋子里面冷。
Or in Hangzhou, in the winter, it's very cold in the house.
在杭州也是这样，杭州就是室内特别冷。
Because they don't have all these heaters and.
它没有暖气。
Windows and everything.
他们没有这种暖气暖的设备。
It's not so cold outside, but inside same as outside.
就是在杭州，在南方，那么冬天我们就建议人最好不要出去。可是待在屋子里面和外面没什么区别。
But here inside is so hot.
所以在这儿呢，屋子里面特别热。
And everybody is trying to get wear more clothes, you know.
就是冷热和痛苦和悲伤就是这样短暂的不停的交替。
Okay, let's try to come up with some kind of question. I have to think of something else to say.
再想想还有什么问题。
Maharaj, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that only one of the millions of people can achieve perfection. So how can we, is there a chance for us to achieve perfection at the end of the life?
Yeah. You're one and out of many millions.
是的，肯定是有这样的机会的。您就是千千万万人分之一的人。
Dongbei has 68 million people, 168 million.
68 million.
70 million.
Prabhupada said, I hope I am not only one of the millions. I hope all.
No, but. I'm saying if there's 68 million people in Dongbei, how many devotees are there?
In Dongbei, there are so many people, 7,800,000 people.
So the devotees are special.
So, but the devotees are so
many. What to speak of the whole China?
封那就更不要说全中国了。
Or the whole world.
还有全世界，那奉献者是很稀有的。
So the number of devotees is one out of, you know, many, many.
我们可以算一下，那么奉献者的数量除上整个世界的人口，就是大概就是这个比例。
So we have special mercy.
我们得到了特别的仁慈。
Krishna, we have, well, Prabhupada, we have Prabhupada, we have Bhagavad Gita, we have everything, nothing more to be gained.
我们已经得到了最宝贵的礼物，最宝贵的仁慈。我们有佛家梵歌，有释迦帕帕的仁慈。
We have Kirtan, we have Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们有 Kirtan, 有各种经典。
And we should also read Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们刚才说要读薄伽梵歌，那除此之外，我们也应该读薄伽瓦盘。
We just got a letter from Ekachakra Prabhu.
Ekachakra Prabhu. 我刚刚收到Ekachakra Prabhu 的一封信。
So for a long time they've been working with some, I don't know if it's exactly government, but some official society in China.
他们就是很久就这么久一直以来都在和中国政府打交道。
So they just published the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita.
他们现在刚刚出版了。
Officially published in China.
薄伽梵歌和薄伽瓦盘，这是第首次在中国公认、公开、官方承认的出版。
And simplified Chinese.
是用简体的中文出版的。
So now that.Anybody can buy it anywhere, you know.
这样的话，那么我们全中国的人都可以去购买了。
So that's auspicious.
这是一个非常吉祥的征兆。
Things are changing.
我们看到事情都在好转。
I was just reading Sevananda Prabhu. He's in Taiwan now. He was in Hong Kong.
Which Prabhu?
Sevananda.
Sevananda Prabhu. 他在香港。
So even when he first went to Hong Kong in 1975 or something,
他当时第一次来香港的时候，可能就是1975年左右。
Even in Hong Kong, they was, you know, they would get harassed. They had never could go in a dhoti. If they were selling books, they'd get in trouble.
当时呢，他就是在香港也是没有办法得到官方的认可的。他有时候也会被抓，他也没有办法公开的售书，公开派书。
But then that at when the devotee was there, Yasomati Sutta.
Yasomati Sutta.
And he was translating Bhagavad Gita.
有这样一个奉献者，他在翻译薄伽梵歌。
So they published just 6 chapters first. They printed.
The 6th chapter.
Yeah, because they didn't have any. The rest of it wasn't finished, so they made 6 chapters.
他们最初只是翻译了六章。其他的还没有完成，所以就先出版了这六章。
Prabhupada was so excited about that Bhagavad Gita in Chinese. He said you have to print more because at first they didn't have so much money. They didn't print a few hundred or something.
当时因为资金不足，他们只出版了这前六章。但是Prabhupada听到这个消息以后也非常的高兴，因为中国终于可以读到薄伽梵歌了。但是Prabhupada也鼓励他们印更多的书。
Prabhupada got somebody to give money and they printed more.
是的，爸爸就让奉献者给香港这边拨款，给更多的资金，然后鼓励印更多的书。
He sent some sannyasis to distribute them in Taiwan and Hong Kong.
是的，爸爸也派了一些sannyasi来到台湾、香港派书。
So that was, you know, Prabhupada was always happy to get any books in any language.
不管薄伽梵歌是以哪种语言在哪个国家派发，释迦帕帕都非常的高兴，非常喜欢帕帕这样派书。
And now we have so much Srimad Bhagavatam and it's legal.
现在
in China.
中国官方已经承认了薄伽瓦盘，还有薄伽梵歌这些书籍都已经可以公开出售了。
So that's because of all of you chanting and you know doing whatever you could do all this time.Purifying the whole country.
那这个是因为我们所有的奉献者在唱诵，在以我们力所能及的方式做我们能做的服务，这个对整个国家有净化力，净化了这个社会，这个国家，所以事情在发生转变。
We get special mercy.
我们也会得到特别的仁慈，我们得到了特别的仁慈。
That's how Krishna is, appreciates.
我们取悦了 Krishna, Krishna 欣赏我们做出的努力。
Okay. More question?
还有问题吗？
Krishna, Krishna, Maharaja, 有的奉献者有这样一个问题，就是说，奉献者就是在隐居以后，他的躯体被焚化以后，完了之后就是都期盼就是能够送到恒河做祭祀，完了之后把骨灰撒在那个恒河里。那么奉献者他们就问了哈，就是说这个躯体是物质的哈，被焚化以后变成了就是尘土灰尘哈，说是为什么？因为灵魂已经走了，为什么还期盼着就是撒到恒河里面，会有什么利益呢？
Some devotees hope to have their bodies buried and then taken to Ganga River. But we are often told that the body is material. So why we are so attached to this ceremony, this kind of ritual?
You don't have to do that.
不一定你非得这么做。
But, you know, it's the final...The body was used for Krishna, so it's a final, like, give it, take care of it nicely.
因为这个躯体我们这一生把它用来服务 Krishna 了，所以这个最后也是我们想对它有一个较好的处理，对它的一个尊敬。
And that helps to liberate the soul, just in case there's some kind of attachment or something.
这在某种意义上也可以帮助我们的灵魂得到解脱。
That's why burning the body is good. Many reasons.
所以呢，这个焚烧躯体，这个也是一种非常好的形式。原因有很多。
It's more sanitary.
至少它很卫生，就这种。火葬的形式。
Because a dead body is not a nasty thing, when they just bury it and it leaks all kinds of dirty stuff.
因为这个躯体的话，是不好处理的。如果通过这种火葬的形式，它至少能够很干净的处理。
But also the soul, you know, might have some attachment, but when he sees the body burn up, then he knows, okay, finished.
Sorry.
When he sees the soul, it may be attached. Sometimes it's attached to the body. The devotee wouldn't be, but when they see the body burn up, then they know they're free. They give up attachment. It's not there anymore.
通过这种火葬的方式，有时候灵魂是很依附躯体的。那么这个火葬的方式的话，这个灵魂看到躯体完全烧掉了。那就完全解脱了，就不依附了。
And then the friends or the family, they also see, okay, it's finished.
那他的家人看到这个就是躯体烧掉。
That's what happens to the body.
他也会感觉一切都没有了。
And when they
不太依附。
If they take it and put in the Ganga, then they feel nice that they.
如果能把它带到恒河里面，放在恒河里面，
Respect,
他的家人也会感到很安慰，觉得很完美。
And it goes in the Ganga, the soul is liberated.
他们觉得放到恒河里。
The body is already liberated, but just in case, we try everything.
他们就觉得很完美了，一定他们心里就安了，觉得肯定是解脱了。但是作为奉献者呢，无论如何，不管怎么样，我们都是解脱了的。可是以防万一，所以我们还要有一个完美的一个终结，完美的结局。
更有保障的，更有保障
吗 ？To guarantee that we are liberated if we put body.
Yeah.
是的，是的。
The devotee is already liberated.
Yes, 说，Maharaj 说，奉献者已经解脱了，已经处在了解脱的层面。
Different, like Muslims think it has to be buried.
穆斯林说必须埋葬。
Jews also, I don't know how they think that.
犹太教徒也认为，就是每一种宗教它都有特定的说法，特定的死亡的这种仪式。
Like there was one demon that Ramachandra was fighting.
Ramachandra 跟一个恶魔打架。
Ram and Lakshman both were fighting.
Rama 呢
？Both of them were fighting this demon.
他们两个都在跟这个恶魔打仗。
And they couldn't kill him.
但是就是杀不了他。
They cut off his arms. They cut off his legs. And they couldn't kill him.
他们就是砍掉了他的四肢，但是还是杀不了这个恶魔。
So Ram told Lakshman, "Dig a deep hole. The only way we can kill him is to bury him."
Rama 就告诉他们说，我们唯一能够杀掉他的方式就是把他埋火葬了，把他烧死。
And when that demon heard that, he was very happy.
这个恶魔听了以后非常的高兴。
He said, "Because he had some curse, he was a Rakshasa, but if he was buried, then he would get liberated from that."
因为他有一个这种咒语，就说你如果把它烧掉的话，他会得到解脱。
So they dug a big hole and they buried him.
嗯。
And the demigod came out.
所以他们就挖了一个洞把它埋了。
The best, more civilized thing is. That's why they don't find like you know they find, bones and stuff from kind of primitive people usually.When they're looking and they find some bones or they find something, you know, that somebody was just left either buried or they just left a dead body somewhere. They don't find from the high cultures because they burned all the bodies. They don't find anything.
相对较文明开化的社会一般都是都会是火葬的方式。
Unfortunately now,Many so-called religion, they make a big business out of burning bodies or burying bodies.
但不幸的是，现在很多宗教呢，拿这个做生意，就是焚烧躯体以后，然后他们会用这个来赚钱。
Very expensive, you know.
非常贵的。
Dying is very expensive.
死不起。
And people think they need a big, big funeral.
有些人会想我的葬礼要很豪华，在美国也是这样。
Some people, they pay for a big fancy funeral before they die.
有些人在死之前他就已经为他的葬礼做好了准备，他会花很多的钱做筹备。
Because they think maybe my family they'll give me a cheap one.
因为他们担心他死后他的家人可能给他做的。
Buy a very nice box to put the body in.
他担心他死后他的家人给他做的那个葬礼不够体面，所以自己。
They don't know it's just a dead body. They're long gone. They're far gone away.
I'm sorry.
They don't know that they're gone far away. It's just a dead body. The body is.
他们不知道这些不管他做了多么
The person is far gone, already gone to hell, and
take birth somewhere. 消失的。
And the devotees.Going back to Godhead.
一个奉献者不管是怎么样的葬礼，他都会回归守神的。
We've seen so many devotees that leave their bodies. They're chanting, or they're surrounded by devotees chanting.
我们看到很多奉献者，他们都是他在临终前还一直不断的唱诵，或者他在临终前有一群奉献者围绕着帮他唱诵，这样离开人世。
Hare Krishna.Okay, now more coming.
我请问一下，就是我听到一个讲课录音，那个如帕古斯瓦米在那个念诵时候，打坐冥想的时候，就冥想到了 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光。但从就是美奈，就南奈或者北奈来了一个就是腿脚不好的一个婆罗门，就是路过了之后，其实就是如帕古斯瓦米，你这时候在打坐冥想的时候。就是看到了库什纳消失光，他在笑。这个婆罗门一下路过呢，他就感觉他是腿瘸了，完了他就感觉是冒犯了他。他就是当时他没吱声，他就找到了萨那三公司瓦米，跟他讲到了这个事情。然后这个事情完了，如他公司瓦米的时候，就这个消失光就不显现了，是怎么也进入不到这种消失光里。他过后就第二天问到他的那个萨那三公司瓦米，把这事情一说。说了之后，完了，他的哥哥说，就把这个事情已经说出来之后，我就不理解，在他说你冒犯了这个婆罗门，我就不理解，在不知情的情况下，说对这种冒犯我是不理解，冒犯有言语和躯体和心意上的冒犯，但这种不知情的冒犯，我就不知道不理解。 吗？对，因为我不知情的情况下，就是那个婆罗门认为他冒犯了他。
婆罗门认为。
对，不是那个婆罗门，那个他，因为他在笑，他打动冥想的时候是冥想 Radha Krishna 的消失光在笑，完他正好路过，他在瘸，他是瘸的，完他就冒犯了他，他就是不高兴了。
嗯。
我就是因为 Radha Krishna 他不知道那个对对对对对，不知情。对。
您的问题就是说。这个不知情的冒犯是不是冒犯？说会不会
不知情的冒犯？不理解，不知情
还能算冒犯吗？
对。
Madhu said, Rupa Goswami dreamed when he was meditating the pastimes of Radha Krishna, and when he was meditating the pastimes, he was laughing in ecstasy, and at that time, a brahmana who had something wrong with his leg, he passed Rupa Goswami, and that Brahmana thought that Rupa Goswami was laughing at him. So Rupa Goswami told this story to Raghunath Swami. Sanat Goswami. Sanat Goswami 认为他冒犯了是吧？
对。
Sanat Goswami said Rupa Goswami made offenses to this Brahmana. So I cannot understand why this is also offense, because Rupa Goswami did not know.
But the Brahman was offended anyway. So I don't know, you know, these things are beyond us.
这样的事情可能是超出我们的理解范围的，但不管怎么样，这个 Brahmana 还是受到了冒犯。
Because the Brahmana took offense, he was upset. So he was actually making offense to Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami 可能是不知情的，无意中，但是不管怎么样，这个 Brahmana 还是感受到了。
I don't know that story exactly, and I'd have to read it carefully. I've heard it, but I haven't read, you know, in Sanskrit.
说这个故事呢，我也听过，但是我还没有亲自读过它的梵文，它原文是到底是具体是怎么描述的。
I tend to stick to the stories Prabhupada told us. There's so many stories. Prabhupada never told that one.
说释迦牟尼佛从来没有讲过这个故事给我们。
是我们跟奉献者在接触的时候，相处的时候是一定要小心的，一定要小心。
So we should be very cautious when associating with devotees.
Yeah, that's. We have to be sensitive. Many times we make offense, we don't know we made offense.
很多时候我们冒犯。
We didn't mean to make offense. People take offense. So.That's why devotees are always offering obeisances and saying, please forgive me. Unknowing or unknowing offenses. We have to try to, you know, just be humble. Because just living in the material world, having a material body, we can't help but make some offense. But advanced devotee won't take offense.
因为我们生活在这个物质世界，我们也住在这个物质躯体中，所以难免我们会时不时的有冒犯。可是一个精进的奉献者，他永远都不会感到被冒犯。
Like Ambarish Maharaj.
就是 Ambarish Maharaj.
When that Durvasa Muni came. So Durvasa Muni was a special character.
Special?
Yeah, difficult to understand.
Durvasa Muni, 他也是一个非常特别的人。
So the king had been fasting for a long time.
这个国王他戒食了很长时间。
And it was time to break the fast when this sage came.
已经到戒食的时候了，破戒的时候了。
So he said, he came, he said, I'm going to take my bath and then I'll come back for my meal.
他说我要开始要沐浴了，然后我要开始吃饭了。
So generally you feed the guest first.
一般来说都是让客人先吃。
Especially a Brahmana comes.
因为这个 Brahmana 来见他了，一般来说客人先吃。
So the king was waiting, but it was just the time. If he didn't break the fast, then he'd lose all the benefit.
因为这个国王他戒食了很长时间，他等了很久，等这个破戒的时间，这个破戒时间到了，他必须现在就要就要吃破戒，否则的话他就得不到这个这个叫什么戒食的好处。
So the king he talked to the brahmanas and they said, well, you could take some water.
这个国王就给这个 brahmana 来拜访他的 brahmana 说，你先喝点水吧。
Water is considered fasting and not fasting both.
水可以认为是戒食，也可以认为是不守戒。
So he took some water.
所以他就喝了一点水。
Just then, this Durvasa is famous for becoming very angry and cursing people.
周巴是他这个人他就很经常喜欢批评人，喜欢愤怒。
You're eating before me, and he pulled out a hair and made a big demon. He was going to attack the king.
他就非常的愤怒，他说，你在我还没吃你就吃了，他就非常愤怒。
That king was a great devotee.
这个国王是一个非常伟大的奉献者。
So the Sudarshan Chakra started chasing that Muni. Sudarshan Chakra is Krishna's weapon, Vishnu's.
这个神蝶就开始。
Which is deadly.Most powerful weapon in the universe.
这是宇宙间最有力的一个武器。
So it came after this Durvasa Muni because he was harassing a devotee.
这神蝶就开始追那个 Durvasa Muni， 因为他在批评一个奉献者。
He was very powerful, so you see, running away all over the universe.
他非常有力，所以他追遍了整个宇宙，都在追赶他。
He went to different demigods. He went to Indra, help me, help me.
他跑遍了整个宇宙。
He said, we can't help you. It's Vishnu's weapon.
去找半神人，他。
He went to even Lord Brahma.
他甚至去找Brahma 因为但是没有人能帮助他。
Brahma said, I can't help
you.
He even got to Vishnu.He could get like to the gates of Vaikuntha or something.
他甚至去找威士呢了，也不知道他是怎么去冲破这个瓦昆塔的大门去找威士呢了。
And Vishnu said, I can't help you either.
Vishnu 说我也没有办法帮助你。
Because you've offended a devotee.
因为你冒犯了一位奉献者。
So you have to beg forgiveness of the devotee.
因此你要祈求一位奉献者的原谅。
So.You know, he was so scared that he went back to the king.
他非常的担心，非常害怕，所以他也就跑回来去见那位国王。
And the king had been fasting the whole time, thinking I offended the Muni.
那个国王就说一直在戒食，因为他认为他冒犯了一个Muni， 一个。
So he begged him, please forgive me, please forgive me. He said, of course. Devotee forgives any offense.
他向国王去祈求原谅的时候说，请原谅我，请原谅我。这位国王就说，当然我原谅你，因为奉献者总是会原谅所有人的。
So then it was all right. Sudarshan went back to Vishnu.
他就又回去找 Vishnu 了。
So the king, who was a great devotee, was thinking I made offense, but he didn't do anything wrong. But the Muni was upset, so he felt like he made a friend.
这个国王他是一个伟大的奉献者，因此他觉得他虽然说他没有做错任何事情，但是他还是觉得他冒犯了。
So devotees are always humble.
因此我们看到奉献者总是非常谦卑。
I don't know Chinese and Japanese not anymore. The people now become like Americans and very puffed up, but.The older people, they're always saying "Sima Sen."
你不知道中国是什么样子，日本人呢，他传统上的日本人都是很谦卑的，他见到人都会鞠躬，但是现在他们越来越像美国人了，都很傲慢。
How do you say famous name in Chinese? Means excuse me.
对
不起。
对不起。
对不起。
啊，すみません。
Yeah.
对不起，日本人经常すみません、すみません。
So, and when you come to someone's house,
对，我们来去别人家的时候。
You say, 去吃瑞。That means I'm making trouble for you. Sorry.
他们每次拜访别人家的时候，就是说打扰了，麻烦您了。
And when they're leaving, I said, I'm making trouble again. I'm sorry, please forgive me. That's the culture.
他们就是有这样的礼仪文化，每次拜访人家走的时候，又会再不厌其烦的说请请原谅我，我打扰您了。
The young people, I think they don't do that. Get out of my way, you know.
传统上的日本人都是这样，すみません，不停的在道歉，但是现在年轻人就不这样了，非常的傲慢。
Old people that left Japan for 10 or 20 years, when they come back, they're shocked.
有一些日本人，年长的日本人，他们离开日本20多年以后，再次回到日本，就感觉很惊讶，年轻的怎么是成这样了？
You know, they ride the subway in the old man, you know, but the young people, they don't get up. Used to be they'd always, you know, immediately give the seat to old people.
传统上我们看到一些日本
no, very rare.
就是进了地铁以后，老人一进地铁就有人让座，但现在呢，年轻人就会很冷漠，动都不动一下。
Change, Kali Yuga, everything changed.
卡利年代一切都变了。
But devotees, we should always be, you know, in a humble state of mind, not too much, but we should understand.
奉献者，我们应该理解这一切，应该随时保持谦卑的心态。
So in most temples, in the morning, when they, after Mangal Arti, then they say, Vancha Kalpa, Trubhyascha, Kripasin, Trubhyavacha. Say it again. The Prabhupada said that should be in the mood of forgive my offenses. Asking all the devotees, offering respect to the devotees and say, please forgive my offenses. But we try not to make offenses.
我们虽然说在原谅，不断的请求原谅冒犯，那我们还是要尽量避免冒犯。
It's one danger. If you offend a very advanced devotee and you say I'm sorry, he'll say no, it's okay.
我们如果冒犯了一个非常尊敬的奉献者，你向他请求原谅的时候，他说没有关系。
So if the person thinks, well, it's okay to make offense, he doesn't care.
没有关系的。
Because Krishna cares.
但是 Krishna 会在意。
The devotee is always forgiving.
奉献者总是会原谅别人，但是 Krishna 会。
But Krishna doesn't tolerate offenses against devotees.
Krishna 是无法忍受、无法容忍一个奉献者受到冒犯。
But if we accidentally make offense, that's different. If we purposely make offense, thinking that that devotee is nonsense anyway, then that's very bad.
无意的冒犯。
But by accident, it's not serious.
无意的冒犯和有意的冒犯是不一样的。无意的冒犯就没那么严重，有意的冒犯那是非常严重的。
妈呀，你刚才讲到这儿的时候，我想，因为阿巴瑞什王他是一个非常伟大的奉献者，所以当他冒犯他的时候，他那个维什奴的那个阿德查卡他会追那个巴尔萨姆尼。但是如果我们奉献者相处的时候，很多时候他不会认为他是一个精进的奉献者，他不认为他是一个很好的奉献者，然后他就在他身上挑毛病，然后也会批评他。那他讲你又不是一个伟大的奉献者，那么我批评你，或者是我找到你的问题是在帮助你，那么这个做法是正确的吗？
Maharaj, he said, Ambarish Maharaj, he's a great devotee. So when he is offended, the person who offended him was punished. But when, in our devotional service, we sometimes think that devotee is not good enough. So when I tell them their mistakes, when I point out their wrongdoings, it is my help to them. So how do you think of this mentality, this attitude?
If you do it because you're puffed up and thinking you're better than that devotee, it's offensive.
这就看你的心态了。如果你真诚的去给他指出毛病，想帮助他，这就是另外一回事。如果你的心态是觉得我比那个奉献者好，我比他强，这种傲慢的心态就不对了，这就是冒犯。
And if we're trying to help somebody, it's like teaching children or something. We have to be careful, you know.
如果我们想教他，想指导他，帮助他，但是我们要注意方法。
And show them what's the right thing instead of telling them what's the wrong thing.
尽可能的去给他示范，怎么做是对的，而不是直接去说你这样不对。
There's one Christian preacher in America now, very popular.
有一个基督教的一个传教士在美国非常的有名。
7 million people watch him on television every Sunday.
有七百万的人周日都会观看他的节目。
So many Christian preachers are always, you're going to hell, you're sinful, you don't, you know, you're telling people.
很多基督教的一些传教士都会威胁人嘛，说你不信主的话，你就会下地狱的，你会受到惩罚的，你是一个罪恶的人。
And he doesn't do that.
可是这位传教士呢，他从来都不会这么做。
So some of them criticize him, you're not telling what people are doing wrong.
有人就批评他说了，你怎么不教人呢？不去批评人，不去教导人呢？
He said, I think they know what they're doing wrong.
他说我知道他们知道他们错了。
I want to tell them what to do right.
我只想告诉他们什么是对的，我只想教他们最正确的做事方式。
So people like him very much and they do the right thing.
因此人们很喜欢他。
So we want to tell people, chant Hare Krishna, do it like this.
学着他去做正确的方式。
Would you like me to show you how the right way, you know, whatever.
因此我们要用正确的方式去教导他正确的应该怎么做，而不是只是去提醒他说他做的不对。
You know, sometimes like a child, if he's in the road and the car is coming, you might have to pull him very hard out of the way.
有时候
and he might hurt his arm, but he didn't get killed. So, but normally you don't have to be violent, be kind.
有时候我们看到你带一个孩子过马路的时候，他刚好过马路，有一个车来了，他站在马路中间，那么那时候你只想到赶紧把他拉过来，而不是去批评他，你错了，你只能去做正确的，而不是去批评错误的。
Okay. The teacher has to be kind and nice.
一个教导人的人，教师应该去以温和的方式
teach by example
以身作则
OK
The demon has a question
Yeah
那个多尔玛哈兰他原来那个就是说等于他的后母冒犯了他那时候还不是那个可是这个就是说冒犯啊后来不是受到惩罚了吗他父母和他儿子那他
多 used to be offended by his mother-in-law and his brother-in-law but Guru Maharaj was so advanced that he forgave them so why his mother-in-law and brother-in-law still got punishmentAnd how can we be free from punishment, even the devotees we offended and forgive us?
Chant Hare Krishna.
唱诵，从唱诵，一切的冒犯，要消除一切的
冒犯的这种恶果惩罚，唯一的方式就是唱诵。
I don't know if they were exactly punished for their, they both got killed, but I'd have to read it again carefully. But Krishna doesn't punish, the laws of nature do.
但真正的惩罚不是 Krishna 惩罚，是物质自然惩罚。
So whatever happens, you know, will be for our own benefit.
Krishna 所做的一切决定，所做的任何事情都是为了我们所有人的好处。
And we won't be punished very much.
We won't be punished.
No, for a devotee, whatever reaction is reduced greatly by Krishna.
作为奉献者呢，任何所谓的惩罚其实都是已经被 Krishna 降到了最小、最少了、最轻了。
But we'll suffer, you know, something.We might have some mental distress or something go wrong. We might bump our head or something.
有时候我们的确会沮丧，但是我们应该知道，这个我们得到的惩罚已经是被降到最轻了，减到最轻了。
So they're going to make the offering now, right? One more question.
还可以问一个问题。
Hare Krishna.